Today we'll be beginning Siman Ayin Zayin. The title of the Siman is Shelo Likros Keneged Meraglayim, when it's not permitted to recite Shema in front of urine. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Aser Likros Keneged Meraglayim Ad Sheyatil L'Sochon Revias Mayim V'Oz Mutter. One is not permitted to daven in front of urine until he dilutes that urine with a revias of water, and then it's mutter. The Loshna Agave Karka Loshna Becheli. There's no difference whether the urine is on the ground or in a utensil. Uvavad Shelo Yehe Oved HaMiyuchad Lohem. Provided that it's not in a urinal or in some sort of a toilet that's designated specifically for urinating, the din avit lekaman mesimin peizayin lo shna hayu heim bakli tchila venosin alei amayim lo shna hayu hamayim bakli tchila. When it comes to urine inside of the, when it comes to diluting it, doesn't make a difference if you put in the water first or the urine was there beforehand. Either way, you can dilute it again, unless it's in a place that's specifically designated for urination. The Mishnah Berurah tells us keneged b'tzarach lezak odine harchaka kamol lekaman mesimin ayin tesef aleph. And so on. The same standards that apply when it comes to distancing yourself from feces will apply to urine as well. Ad sheyatil lefushemina Torah in aser likros rak keneged amud shel kiluach bilvat. Mida oraisa, the iser is only davening in front of an active flow of urine. Va'achar shenafal al aretz in isur rak midivrei sofer mechanal b'sof siman ayin lav. Once the urine has already hit the ground, it's only an iser drabanan to say shema shmona esrei in front of it. Lachin hekelu chazal sheyachol levat lamayidei revias mayim va'afilu hayu hamerag laimerubin. Therefore, chazal were mekel to allow you to be mevatel the urine with merely a revias of water, even if the amount of urine far exceeds the water. Ulefiza eno moel harevias mayim eladavka kishein masrichin. Therefore, this revias of water will only help if the urine is not putrid. Avalim yadua shehein masrichin. But if you know that it's putrid, da'az usher midin Torah likros negdam. In which case, anyway, it's usher midah oraisa to read Shema Shmona Esrei in front of it in moel revias. Then a revias of water will not be helpful. Elatzorach sheyarba alehin mayim levatel hasircha. You need to put enough water to get rid of the putridness of the urine. Revias mayim, yesh omrim, deba'inon dafka bevasachas, dilavachi kama kama batel. Some say that it's insufficient to merely have a total of a revias of water. You need to have a revias of water at one time, because if you have it, if you pour it slowly, so then it's going to be, we're going to invoke the principle called kama kama batel, which means that as you pour each drop of water, it's going to become batel to the urine that's there. Al gabi karka, v'yira sheyolchu hamayim al kol ha-mekomos shehamei raglayim nishpachim shom. It will appear that the water is spreading out to all the places where the urine was poured, which is going to be what's called tofeach amenas lahat piach. When something gets so wet that when you touch it, the liquid, you know, imparts the liquid onto your hand or onto your body. That's called tofeach amenas lahat piach. In other words, you have to basically saturate the urine to such an extent that it's essentially overflowing with water.
If
you have a specifically have a urinal or a place which is designated for urine, even if there is no urine in it at the time, it's still going to be usher to say Shema and Shemona Esrei in front of it. Let's say you had a revias of water on the ground, and you urinated in the water, you can recite Shema in front of it.
Even if that revias spread further because of the urine, you would still be permitted to recite Shema in front of it.
We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Siv Beis tomorrow.